ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Time for the Blue and Gold Show, but no John Mad Dog Horner today. He's out on a cruise with his family.
He called me.
Kicking back.
He called me yesterday from Puerto Vallarta saying that he was in jail. I said, enjoy it, buddy.
Have fun. All the amenities.
It's great new experience for you.
Don't forget the tip.
Drink lots of water while you're there.
All right. John's going to talk a little bit about tonight's exhibition playoffs with Vallejo High. And then we're going to talk about the upcoming season. So what are we looking at here for tonight's game, my friend?
It's going to be Del Norte at Vallejo. First round of the North Coast Section Division 4 playoffs. 8 teams advance. And it's going to be a game of contrasts. Del Norte, of course, likes to run the ball, and then they like to run the ball, and then they run the ball some more. In fact, they run the ball about almost 90% of the time this season, which is in keeping with what they've done in the past few years. Vallejo, on the other hand, 70% of their offense comes via the pass. And they have a good quarterback by the name of Jacer Smith. He's a senior, 6'5", 195. Thrown for about 170 yards a game, 22 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, interestingly. He had one game this year where he threw for 8 touchdowns.
Wow.
It's tied a record for a single game touchdown mark. Not terribly mobile. I talked to the Vallejo coach. He said he runs enough to keep people honest, but he likes to sit in the pocket and find a flock of receivers. This is going to be a fast team.
Uh-huh. Is it a fast field?
Yes, it's a turf field down there. Brand new. Going to be first time Del Norte's played on turf this season. No, they played on it down at Grants Pass.
Right.
Interesting in the difference in traditions. Del Norte, especially the last decade, they've only missed the playoffs twice since 2011. They've reached the semifinals of the NCS playoffs every year since 2018. Vallejo, on the other hand, had a winning season this year, 7-3 coming into tonight. They were 5-4-1 last year. Now you have to go back to 2006 to find their next winning season.
Wow.
In fact, this is the first home playoff game Vallejo has had since 1999.
Wow.
So in Vallejo, they're going to party like it's 1999 tonight.
Exactly.
Keeping Smith is going to be in check is going to be important. Del Norte is still going to be without Caden Harrison, who's probably out for the year. He hurt his collarbone in the second game of the season. Came back for a couple, but things didn't progress as well as they'd hoped. Other than that, Del Norte should be fairly healthy coming into the game.
So you think the keys to the game are to this game to win is going to be what?
Two things. First off, on defense, Del Norte has to make Smith uncomfortable. They have to put pressure on him. They have to sack him. They can't let him sit back there with a clean pocket and pick apart Del Norte's defensive backs. Second, on offense, Del Norte has to find more offense. They've only scored 4 touchdowns the last couple games. They scored one against Fortuna. The defense scored 1 in the 22-12 loss. They scored 3 against St. Bernard's and just 1 against Eureka. And Del Norte has to find a way to generate more offense. One thing that bodes well for Del Norte is the emergence of Kyle Dixon at quarterback. He has gotten better and better, both passing the ball and especially running the ball. He has become a real weapon running that quarterback draw and has moved up to number 2 on the rushing list this season for Del Norte. And, of course, game going to be heard live, KPOD, 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. The Western Valley Insurance pregame show begins at 6:40 p.m. and kickoff at 7. It will be Clinton Shad, the JV, head JV coach for Del Norte, longtime wrestling coach, going to be joining me. So we're going to have a big time and tune in and enjoy.
Sounds like going to be a great game here tonight. So tune in for the game here. Several different ways to listen to it. But we've got a new season of stuff coming up here. We can talk about here in just a couple of minutes.
We can. One second.
Right.
So Del Norte was going to travel down yesterday, down to the Bay Area.
Right.
They had it all lined up, charter bus, the whole bit. 3 hours before they were going to leave, Charter bus company says, yeah, we can't do it. Sorry.
Oh, no.
So Del Norte, nobody around on that short notice that could make the trip, drive the bus. Del Norte called other school districts. They didn't have anybody. So the team's leaving this morning.
Wow.
And the good news is that if you play any type of sports in Del Norte County, you're used to traveling.
Right.
So it's no big deal. Right. And as everybody knows, it's a lot shorter to drive from Crescent City to the Bay Area than it is for a Bay Area team to drive up to Crescent City. Wow. Amazing the math, how that works out.
I'm stupefied.
I've got to figure it out, but ask the folks down there and they'll tell you.
I'll get my slide ruled out.
It's a lot longer to come north than it is to go south. I guess you're going downhill when you're going south. Yes,
maybe that's it. So next in sports, we got basketball and a lot more stuff. We're going to talk about that coming up next.
There is more excitement, more entertainment, and more fun this month at the Elk Valley Casino.
Bingo, now offered Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Take a seat in the new Betty Green Event Center and test your luck at bingo. With multiple winners and games every week, all guests have a chance to win cash and prizes. Get in the game, enjoy the shows, and have fun all month long at the Elk Valley Casino. We'd love to see you. Visit elkvalleycasino.com.
Well, we go from football to the next sport in line for the Del Norte Warriors. John, what you got?
Well, Del Norte High's basketball seasons are rapidly approaching. On the boys' side, the Warriors varsity will open its season with a trip to Hoopa Valley for Warrior versus Warrior action. That's going to be on November 24th. This year is going to feature more home games for the boys than in recent memory, which is great. Del Norte will also be taking its traditional trip to the Wairika Minor Tournament, where the Warriors will open against the home team on November 30th. And that will be at the Wairika Minor Tournament. Del Norte has went there for years and years and years. On the girls' basketball side, new coach Dylan Nelson will take his team to Hoopa on November 24th. In December, the Warriors will play host to Gold Beach on December 12th and then play at Brookings Harbor High on December 19th. Wrestling, Del Norte High will begin its wrestling season with its traditional Battle at the Border Invitational Tournament. That's going to be December 2nd. That's going to be at Tunin Gymnasium. In soccer action, Del Norte's boys soccer team, one of the best in school history, concluded last Saturday as the Warriors were knocked off in the quarterfinals by International High of San Francisco. Final was 3-0 on a rain-soaked Warrior field here in Crescent City. Del Norte won its first-round game earlier over Gateway High of San Francisco. And that was after winning the Humboldt Del Norte League title for the first time since 1995. All league selections will be announced once all the league teams have finished their seasons. Del Norte High has a new head softball coach. Aaron Healy takes over the program. Last season, the Warriors reached the championship game before falling to top seed Cardinal Newman in the final, and a lot of those players are back. In youth football, the playoffs are underway for teams in the Six Rivers Youth Football League with a pair of Del Norte teams reaching the semifinals. They're going to play on Sunday. Del Norte Gold will travel to Fortuna for a 9:30 a.m. battle with McKinleyville in single-A play. Del Norte Gold advanced last week with a 12-7 win over Del Norte Blue. And in the double-A bracket, Del Norte Gold defeated Eureka 19-6 last week and now will play on Sunday at 11:30 a.m. at Fortuna against Eel River in a semifinal showdown. College of the Redwoods, the Corsairs, posted its sixth victory in eight outings on Saturday, defeating De Anza College 32-6. Former Del Norte standout Levi Cox Cooley led CR with 69 yards rushing on 20 carries. Tanner Forkner of Warrior fame led the team in tackles from his linebacker's position. Tomorrow, the Corsairs head to Galvion College for a 1 p.m. battle as CR takes aim at the postseason. And last but not least, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers will play tomorrow for a spot in the Canadian Football League's Grey Cup against the BC Lions. That's going to be at 3:30 p.m. Why should we care in Del Norte County?
Well,
because the offensive coordinator for Winnipeg is Del Norte's own Buck Pierce. And the Blue Bombers are seeking their fourth consecutive berth in the Grey Cup, which is the Canadian Football League's version of the Super Bowl. If you want to watch this game, tune in to TSN. They're going to have it. That's going to be at 3:30 on Saturday.
You know, something, when I was a kid, folks, I used to watch Canadian football.
Sure.
The fields are longer. It's 110 yards.
And a little bit wider.
A little bit wider. It was like 80.
It's like 57, 58.
Yeah, it's a lot more room to run around in.
12 players.
Yeah.
And you only get three downs. You don't get four downs. You only get three downs.
See, now I don't remember that part of it, but mm-hmm. I do remember the Winnipeg team. And there was a Vancouver team, too, I think, at the time. This is going way back.
That's the BC Lions.
Yeah.
British Columbia Lions. And if you've never had a chance to meet Buck when he comes back here fairly regularly,
right.
An amazing individual, great guy, was a standout quarterback here and then at New Mexico State, I believe.
Right.
Either at New Mexico or New Mexico State.
Right.
And then went up in the Canadian Football League and had a wonderful career. Got into coaching right. at Winnipeg and has made Winnipeg his home, married a young lady from Winnipeg. You have to think that if he wants to, he can have a shot at being a head coach pretty soon because he's coached that offense into, well, it looks like good chance at four straight Grey Cups. That gets you noticed.
Well, he gets a little, he carries a lot of weight.
But he, I know he loves Winnipeg, but terrific individual.
Do you know who it comes from? Who's played in Canadian football and then went on to play the NFL as a quarterback?
Well, there's been a number of them. Capp.
Doug Flutie.
Doug Flutie did it. Warren Moon.
Warren Moon did it.
Did it, yeah. What was the name of that one guy? Played for the Bears briefly. Dieter Brock.
Peter who?
Dieter Brock. there's one I'm pulling out.
In my entire life. Yeah. But it's an interesting game to watch. It looks the same, but it feels a little different when you watch it.
And there's ways to score. If you punt the ball into the end zone,
yes,
the other team has to punt it back out or
it's a score.
You get a point. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
They call it a rouge.
I call that something. Call that confusingly. That's what I call that here. So yeah, it's a little different, but if you ever get a chance to watch it, I mean, it's very interesting to watch from our vantage point down here in the States.
Yeah, it's real football.
Yeah. Oh, it's like rugby. I mean, they get really rough.
If anything,
down there,
it's more old school football.
Yeah. Smash mouth?
Yes. Than what we see today in the NFL where there's such an emphasis on nobody can ever get hurt and we must, you know, the quarterback's wearing a dress. Might as well just give him flags.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
back in the day, I remember the Raiders, they had a guy on their team over there, folks. I don't know if you remember him or not, but he was like a he'd pile drive the quarterbacks. He'd grab them and just pile drive them. Just amazing. I can't remember his name, though, but he was quite popular back in the 70s.
You know, 80s. If you go to YouTube and type in Buck Pierce, you see two of the biggest hits you ever see.
He smack him?
No, but poor smacked. Buck got smacked.
Oh, gosh.
One where his helmet goes flying off and you're just hoping his head's not in it.
Oh, my.
But anyway, that'll be at 3:30. Tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:40 for the pregame show, Del Norte versus Vallejo.
It's going to be exciting, so join it right here on the air here with John. And you've got who come with you?
Clinton Shad. Clinton is the head JV coach, and he's also the head wrestling coach. Nobody knows more about Warrior Athletics than Clinton. He's filling in for John.
All right, pretty exciting. It's playoffs.
Playoffs!
That's coming up here tonight. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
You're talking playoffs!
So join us right here, 97.9 FM, KPODFM.com, DelNorteSports.com, or on your Alexa. You can do it that way as well. Thanks, John.
See you later.
All right, there you go. That is our Blue and Gold Show.
Tate.
This is Brad Paisley.
Hey, it's Carrie Underwood.
KPOD-FM Crescent City, your St. Jude radio station.